In a series of interviews with aspiring city councilors, the time has come to interview Ainsley Hastings, who is one out of a number of people who want to gain the public's trust and join the city council after the election. So, Ms. Hastings, tell us about yourself. What have you been doing in your life, and what have you been doing for work?
Thank you. I was born and raised in Nelson. I just moved back 2 years ago from living for almost 15 years on the coast, Vancouver and Victoria. I also went to school in Montreal. And I got back to Nelson to be closer to my family and sort of establish myself here. And I've faced a lot of housing insecurity personally. So that's one of my main platform points, is addressing that. I'm speaking up for renters, women, young people, and non-voters. I know that it's hard to find time to pay attention to civic politics when you're busy and just trying to survive and find a home in this city. And I want everyone to feel empowered to speak up and feel heard about decisions that are made, which affect us all. So I'm running for city council because I want to be of service. I see a future where my unique community is healthy, nurtured, and empowered to not only survive, but thrive.
So you touched on that a little bit, the issues that are you're very passionate about. What do you see in the next few years in terms of the well-being of Nelson and things that you might want to get up to on council?
I see that a lot of people are struggling here. I think that it is a beautiful city that has a lot of potential. But again, I'm speaking for the renter class and people that want to make Nelson their home or already consider it their home and yet keep getting pushed out. I think that we need to really pay attention to the people that are trying to make their lives here and have families here and just live and work and do whatever they need to do to keep going. And yet there's a lack of options.
Why do you think you'd be a strong candidate for city council? What makes you a good fit for that position?
I've had a number of leadership roles in the last decade of my working life in many different facets. I'm currently the office manager of Big Cranium Design. Transparency and creativity are vital points of my platform. Being 39 years old gives me an advantage in that I can't help but bring a fresh perspective, an eagerness to engage, and a willingness to listen to my community and the younger generation about what we collectively care about and the improvements we would like to see happen. I look forward to shaking things up. I'm implementing strategies to get young people and members of the renter class engaged in civic processes. In the 2018 Nelson election, 44% of eligible voters did not vote. I'm interested in understanding why that is and increasing engagement in ways that empower all residents and nonprofit organizations.
That was Ainsley Hastings, candidate for Nelson City Council. Next up, Jesse Woodward, a current Nelson City Councilor who is again running for re-election. We caught him on the phone.
If you wouldn't mind, tell us a bit about yourself, your background. What have you been up to professionally and politically and personally in your life?
Well, I grew up in the Spokane Valley, and I have had to leave this area over my life to go get education and other pieces, but I always end up back here, and I've been here now back in this area for over 12 years. I am raising my son here with my wife, and I have been on city council for 2018. Before that, I ran the Nelson Markets here for 7 years, and currently in the last year and a half, I'm the food bank coordinator at the Nelson Community Food Center.
Looking at Nelson, what issues do you see as most pressing now and in the next coming years?
Well, I ran in 2018 on the issue of climate change and getting ready. I feel like we have done a tremendous amount of work, towards that, and I feel like there's still a lot more to go. Climate change, of course, is accelerating, and the effects are becoming very obvious. So the 2021 year was pretty much climate effects from beginning to end. We're getting a bit of a break here in 2022, but it will come back. And so my goal is to get the city as ready as possible, of course, also working with the surrounding region, for these climate change effects. On top of that, of course, there's housing issues, there's social justice issues, poverty issues in this town that always need work. And so I continue working towards those as I have. Also supporting the town's revival from the pandemic, doing anything I can to help in that renewal. You know, the arts and culture sector was hit very hard, and so always trying to help them get back on their feet and get going again. Luckily, it's been a great great tourist season, great summer. Restaurants and businesses did much better, and so that's well on its way. But I kind of feel that the work we've done between 2018 and 2022 is laying the foundation, and I would like to continue on with that work that I have been a part of.
Why do you think that you're suitable for re-election? What makes you a good candidate for another 4 years in Nelson City Council?
Well, I have done frontline community building work for over a decade, and I feel like I bring that kind of, I sort of call it like street level knowledge, but just that frontline perspective onto City Council. I feel like if people look at my track record over the last 4 years, the work that I've done on council and my professional life, I just want to continue with that. And I'm hoping that is something that people are interested in supporting.
That was Jesse Woodward, current councillor of Nelson, hoping to be re-elected. Finally, in our series of interviews, we turn the microphone to Leslie Payne, who is the final interviewee in our series. We asked her the same question to tell us a bit about herself.
My diverse skill set has taken me from the boardrooms of Corporate Canada, which is where I had a very successful sales and marketing career, to grassroots community organizing as a single parent. My experience includes I recruited sales professionals and inspired those teams to hit high goals, as well as the strategic planning for the organization that I work for, managing a multi-million dollar budget. And this was in the early days of the computer software industry. I worked for a firm out of Mountain View, California, which is now commonly known as Silicon Valley. The rest of my resume is pretty long and diverse: small business, social services, cooperatives, and most recently, I retired from Nelson Cares. I grew up in a middle-class family in a small town in southwestern Ontario. By the time I was 30, I was making a six-figure income and fully immersed in a very consumptive life. By my mid-40s, I had four young children and became a single mother, living below the poverty line. We were rent evicted twice. I have broad perspective and some personal experience with meritocracy.
When you look at Nelson, what are some issues that you see as being relevant now and perhaps in the next few years to come in terms of council work?
Motherhood really refocused my energy and my vision. That's when I became a climate champion. I realized we were on a pretty abysmal trajectory. So I did everything I could to learn everything about it, participating in webinars, training, marches. I organized community and neighborhood events. But it is definitely the crisis that overshadows all of the other interconnecting crises, affordable housing, toxic drug and overdose, poverty, homeless, food and water insecurity. But we can't move forward on any of these without addressing the severe inequities in our current society. Not all of these, obviously, are under the purview of municipal government, but one of the things that we've seen lately is municipal government working hand in hand with both provincial and federal government. One of the key things for our government, the Municipal City of Nelson government, is to be ready with projects, whether they're affordable housing projects, whether funding becomes available to get our youth climate corps doing more of the deep retrofitting that they've already done on a house in Rosemont. And there are many levers that we can use around affordable housing.
My final question to you, Leslie, is why do you think people should vote for you? What makes you a strong candidate for a Nelson City Councilor?
Well, I think both my diverse professional lived experience give me a perspective. I sit down, I listen to people, I work hard, I'm curious, I live in town, and I believe respectful relationships and being a good neighbor are foundational to a safe, resilient community.